Welcome, everyone. Whether live or listening to playback, thank you for coming together to be of service to what we here at SSP refer to as a Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate, time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today, we'll be tending to fire. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. For more information, you can visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. For those of you who are joining us live, please remain muted. We can leave our video sharing feature on for now, but please turn it off once the tending process begins. Then Joan's altar image will be shown for the duration of her tending. Upon closing, we will stop the recording and we will then turn our video feature back on and open the space for those who would like to share or ask questions. We welcome to the call SWB community leader Joan Levergood, who will talk a bit more about this call to action and then lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Welcome, Joan.
Thank you, Lally. It's wonderful to be here. And welcome everyone to Tending to Fire, a Shamanism Without Borders call to action. So I'd like to begin today. If you have an altar in your space, we are tending to fire today, and so I have lots of fire on my altar to share with you. And I have one candle that I'm going to light, and I ask you, if you haven't lit your candles, to light your candle at the same time. So we light our candle and begin to gather together. And so I'd like to begin our Shamanism Without Borders gathering this today by setting our sacred space and calling in the directions. Today, I begin at the south, the spirit of fire and of autumn. And those of us who are here in the northern hemisphere, this is our time now. So I ask Grandfather South, the spirit of the south, who represents fire for us and summer, to come and bring your powers of change and humanity, bring your wisdom and your powers to our circle tonight. Help to connect us together and help create this sacred container for us to do this work together. Greetings, Spirit of the South. Thank you for joining us. And now I turn to the Spirit of the West. And I ask the Spirit of the West, who is the guardian of water and autumn, the time that we are in the Northern Hemisphere right now, to be with us and help create this sacred container of neutrality for us to do our work. I ask you to bring your wisdom to our circle and bring your creativity, your powers of compassion and love into our circle. We feel you as you step in and join us. Welcome, Spirit of the South. Spirit of the West. Spirit of the West. Of the North, be with us and help us. You represent the Earth. Come and be with us. Help create sacred space for us. You represent the winter, the time of darkness. Bring your powers of clarity, endurance, and wisdom to our circle. You are welcome here. Surround us and help us to create this sacred space for our work. I ask for Father Sky to come in and shine down upon us, helping to create this sacred container for us, bringing the wisdom of the above into our work today and helping to create this sacred neutral container for our work. Thank you and welcome, Father Sky and Mother Earth. We are here because of you. Everything we have is because of you. We love you. Please join us and help us. Help create the sacred container. Help connect us together. Support us and bring your wisdom to our circle. And we welcome you, Mother Earth. I call upon Grandfather Sun to shine down upon us the great representation of fire. You are the fire that comes upon the earth. Bring that energy into our circle. Help us in a good way. Help us to help the element of fire be in balance upon our Mother Earth and in our world. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you, Grandfather Fire. Grandmother Moon, you reflect the fire of Grandfather Sun and bring it to us in the darkness. You have wisdom for our circle too, and I ask you to join us as well. Thank you for looking down upon us. Thank you for your wisdom. And thank you and welcome to Grandmother Moon. And now I call upon the power animals of the Shamanism Without Borders, the polar bear and the hawk. And I call upon all of our wise, sacred ancestors and our own power animals and our own helping spirits. I also call upon the other elements, water, air, and earth, to come and help us as we do our work, to help connect us together. I ask the spirit of the land where each of us are, and the great spirit of the land of our region, to help through the earth to connect us together in a great circle in whatever time, whatever space we're in when we do this, we're all connected together and have created this great space. So I thank the spirits of the land as well, where each of us are. So now we will spend a little time just clearing our own individual personal space, our own energy bodies, and getting us ready for the work ahead. Part of the Shamanism Without Borders work is to work in neutrality. When we work in neutrality, we are held in the perfection of each being in the moment when we're trying to help and assist. When we create that neutrality within ourselves and step into the neutral container of Shamanism Without Borders, we can open completely and perceive what's really needed through that neutrality. So get comfortable and relax. Close your eyes and feel in your chest a piece of that beautiful spark of life, that soul that chose to come and be here, perfect, in this time and in this place, and chose to come and be you. And recognize that this spark, this energy, this spark of life is a perfect piece of the Creator. And as you turn in and tune into that spark, that energy in your chest or in your belly, feel its connection to all of creation. Take a moment to feel that energy connect going up through your chakras and out through your head to the Creator. And feel that energy connect to the earth down through the chakras, down through the floor and the earth to the center of the earth and that great energy of Mother Earth. And allow those two beautiful energies, the earth energy and the creator energy, to travel through that central part of your body, those chakras, and follow that spark. Follow that spark of life that's uniquely you, but also part of the creator. And fill up those chakras. And fill them up with that perfection. And as that happens, as that spark of life becomes bigger and more perfect and more part of the creator as it really is, anything else that's not needed falls away. Anything that's not needed is washed away by the energy of the creator or the energy of the earth. Wherever it needs to go, wherever that energy belongs, just gently falling away and washing away. And as we fill up our personal container with the light of the Creator and the energy of the earth and the perfection of our own spark of life, we step into the neutral container that we've created for this great circle and our work today. We step into the neutral container of the Shamanism Without Borders work. And as we step in, we leave behind the cares, the worries, the thoughts that we know or what we don't know. We leave all those behind and step forward together into this great circle as the hollow bones, as the shamans that can hear in the darkness and that can hear what's really needed. So take a moment to feel your great spirit, that spark of life, spill over, and then feel yourself back in your chair, back in the space where you are. Back in the perfection of the moment and into the perfection of your own space, your own soul. Open yourself to perceiving what is really needed. Now, we get ready to do our journey. We do our journey to our helping spirits. And we ask one question before we begin. Is this something that we are supposed to do today in this time? And if our helping spirits say yes, we ask the second question. If our helping spirits say no, we know that we will be taking on the role of holding space, that sacred role of supporting others when it's theirs to do. That wonderful place of support for what's ever needed. So either you get a yes or a no. If you get a yes, go on and ask your helping spirit the second part of the question. Ask them to help you to be shown how you can best support in the balancing of the element of fire on the earth. Ask if there's a place where it is unbalanced and creating suffering. Ask if there's a place where it's unbalanced and things are unable to grow. Ask to be taken to a place remembering to be neutral so that you are open to all of the possibilities of what's really needed. So prepare yourself to journey. And I'll drum for a little bit more than 10 minutes. And as you come back, I'll give the call back and come back. I'll give a few minutes, just a couple, to take notes. And then we'll do a blessing and close for the day.
Thank you.
So take a moment to feel yourself back in your room, wherever you are. And in your body, and in that perfect place of balance, that perfect place of neutrality for yourself. And I light some sage and offer it as a blessing. For each of you, as you go forward during your day, blessing from the plant people, to take with you, and to thank you for your work today to help balance the element of fire. Air and song comes together to offer you the beautiful sound of the ringing bowl, also as a blessing for you to take forward throughout your day. Thank you all for being here. I'm going to close our circle now, but if you can stay afterwards and share if you have time and you would like to, please do. I would love to hear what happened, and you're welcome to contact me outside of through the foundation as well. So I would like to thank all of the help we got today, beginning with all of you, and all of you who will listen to this in the future. We will thank the spirit of the East, who brought air and spring into our circle and helped us germinate balance and renewal and inspiration as we balance the element of fire. And I thank the spirit of the South as well for being here and representing the element of fire and of summer. That fire that creates change, the fire in our belly for humanity, and the power of each life and being on our planet. Thank you, spirit of the South, for being with us and helping us today. Thank you. Spirit of the West, representing water in our circle and autumn, the time we're in the northern hemisphere right now. We welcome and thank you for your creativity and your compassion. We thank you for your love and support. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for helping us with our work. Spirit of the North, thank you for representing Earth and winter. that time of clarity, the time of endurance, the darkness, the wisdom. Thank you for bringing that to our circle. Thank you for holding us in neutrality and helping us. Thank you, Spirit of the North. Thank you to Father Sky for shining down upon us, for helping us, and bringing your wisdom to our circle. Thank you for Mother Earth, for everything you give us, for being the sacred ground beneath our feet every day, at every moment. Thank you for holding us up while we do our work, and thank you for all of the beauty that you give to us. And thank you, Grandfather Sun. You are the fire for our earth. You are the fire that caused the spark of life on this planet. Please, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for bringing your wisdom to our circle. And Grandmother Moon, we thank you for being here. We thank you for reflecting the sun in the darkness. We thank you for the powers that you give us and what you bring to us and what you bring to our circle. We thank you for being here and supporting us. We thank all of our power animals, our helping spirits. We thank Polar Bear and Hawk of the Shamanism Without Borders, power animals. We thank our wise, sacred ancestors for being here. And we thank all the elements for being here in a good, balanced way. And I thank all of you once again for joining me. I thank the Society for Shamanic Practice and the Shamanism Without Borders. We do a call for action every week. And if you're interested in being one of the leaders, contact Lolly and join us in this good work. Stick around after we're finished and we'll share. Thanks again, everyone.
Thank you so much, Joan. That was just wonderful. I'll go ahead and stop the recording now so people can share in private. Thank you to everyone who shared their journeys. Thank you to Joan for guiding us through the process of tending to fire. Thanks for joining us for the Shamanism Without Borders call to action. Many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Thank you.